Good afternoon, everyone. John Carty here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And the Michigan State Police are urging drivers to refresh their winter driving skills as colder weather arrives in mid-Michigan. It should be noted that crashes tend to increase as soon as the first snow falls, often due to drivers failing to adapt to slippery road conditions. Most winter accidents are caused by excessive speed and insufficient distance between vehicles. It is advised that motorists to slow down and maintain a greater following distance in snowy or icy conditions. Panic braking is a common mistake in skids. Instead, drivers should let off the gas and gently steer in the desired direction without abruptly applying the brakes. It is recommended that preparing vehicles for winter emergencies by packing essentials such as flashlights, batteries, and blankets in a car should be done now. And the Michigan Department of State has suspended the license of LaFontaine Chevrolet Buick GMC of St. Clair, located in China Township, citing multiple violations that posed an imminent threat to public welfare. State investigators allege the dealership marketed used vehicles as new, misrepresented title and registration paperwork, and ignored both previous probation terms and state directives. A September 2025 inspection uncovered more than two dozen instances of used vehicles, some with thousands of miles, being resold as new. The business was previously penalized and warned about these practices, but continued violations prompted the emergency suspension. The dealership is prohibited from conducting business during the suspension, and consumers with complaints are encouraged to contact the state's automotive complaint line. And state officials identified 4,222 so-called ghost employees on the payroll, including more than 1,000 within a Department of Corrections, Alexander said. The new state budget will immediately eliminate over 2,000 of those unused positions, a move aimed at reducing unnecessary spending of taxpayer dollars. Lawmakers also passed the state shutdown prevention bill, designed to ensure emergency responders, schools, and veteran programs continue receiving funding if a state shutdown occurs. Alexander noted that the budget increases per student funding to $10,050 and adds $4.5 million in additional support for food bank programs. He reminded residents who use SNAP benefits that they can locate nearby food banks through their SNAP app. And when we come back after this Bresky sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. A look at international news. President Trump has once again nominated tech entrepreneur and space traveler Jared Isaacman to head NASA. The new announcement comes months after his nomination was withdrawn over concerns about his politics. The administration said Isaacman's experience in private space travel brings valuable expertise. The move is part of Trump's push to advance U.S. ambitions in space exploration. If confirmed, Isaacman would lead several proposed lunar and Mars missions. His nomination is expected to trigger debate in Congress. And in international news, the Israel-Hamas conflict continues as the U.S. proposes a temporary international force for Gaza, Negotiations with regional partners are ongoing, but no clear resolution is in sight. Civilian casualties continue to mount, fueling international concern. The White House calls for humanitarian corridors and a ceasefire. Israel and Hamas remain entrenched in their positions. UN agencies warn of deepening crisis in Gaza. For the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.